Hierdie inset sal word aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.kaapsekansel.co.za.
Now listen, I just have to say, when you hear this, Nadine's dog Jock went missing and was found in Khayelitsha by family. The owner of this dog, Nadine Zipfel, is on the other side of the line to tell the story. Welcome, Nadine.
Yes, good morning to you.
I'm not sure what was the worst thing that happened, but it seemingly it was Jock that was the one that you lost, that was the heartfelt one. Apart from a bucky that was stolen, please tell us the story.
All right. Well, basically, my husband went through to Strand on Friday to go and buy some supplies. And as usual, our dog always comes with us because he just is in the car at companionship and protection. And I was at home. I didn't actually go with Ralph. And then I got a distress call from him just before lunchtime to say that the bucky had been stolen with Jock inside. And he didn't know what to do. And I was just, okay, so what are we going to do now? And once he came home, he told me the whole story. But basically what happened is he came out of the shop and he saw his bucky driving away in front of his eyes. And a passerby that was actually in his car wanting to park in the parking area, he saw what happened. And he says, come, get in the car. We'll try and chase after the people. A total stranger to Ralph. And anyway, so they tried to chase after the people, but they couldn't get hold of them. And then they drove around and found a police van on the side of the road into, I think they were doing some observing work. And they stopped there to report it. And the police were also so amazing. They were so supportive and they alerted other policemen to try and look out. And then Ralph then said, okay, well, what can we now do? So he contacted friends of ours in Somerset Way to renew about Facebook. And said, how can we get the word out just to be able to find Jock? And, so they said they would pay for the neighborhood watch and animal welfare. And we phoned people in Cape Town. And then we phoned friends and said, please just start praying for Jock. Sure. The bucky, as I say, was secondary. But, we just wanted to make sure that Jock was okay.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yeah, and then Ralph was then contacted by a few people, a couple of links or tips that could be Jock. And they even went to Solari Park Village. There was a lady, Claire, that was very kind. She put the word out. And Ralph just said he was overwhelmed when he went there and he saw people walking around. They're all looking for Jock. And he just said, wow. I mean, total strangers. He couldn't believe it. And they all seemed to be so concerned. And, and then we came back to the police station to report the missing car and, give the details. And still no news of Jock because all the leads that we've got up to date, they were just not Jock. And finally, in the late afternoon, we got home and, we didn't know what to do. We told our kids and they were saying, well, what happens to Jock now? I said, I don't know. We just have to keep praying.
Yeah.
And in the evening, we were could hardly actually sleep. And my husband just said, you know what, there's no use. We're going to just worry too much because, your fantasy goes wild. You can just think what could happen to this dog.
Yes.
If he kind of gets into the wrong hands. So we just prayed about it and said, God, please just give us peace. You know that you know where he is, and we just have to have peace about it now. And, and then at least we could sleep a little bit better. But the next morning I said, come, let's get out and go back to Strand where we last saw him. And let's see. And once we were in the car at the place where it happened, we got a phone call.
Now, before we get to that one, I found out about this story was on a safety community group. And it seems like these groups are, for more reasons, they are there than just protecting, the communities, but they're also protecting the animals and the hearts of the community. And this is what happened here. But the amazing thing is, sometimes people say, how can we pray and ask God for a parking? How can we ask God for a dog? But I mean, this affected everybody's life. And it was so incredible that because of a dog, a whole community took hands in prayer. And that is, for me personally, that is such an encouragement, when it comes to looking after our animals. But then you got a call. And this call is what really said to me, listen, we need to get the story on air. Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I mean, this family that called us, they live close to our Khayelitsha in Mandalay. I mean, when he phoned to say, listen, I've got your dog, Jock. I live in Mandalay. I didn't even know where Mandalay was. And he said, no, it's close to Khayelitsha. He'll send me to your desk. And I said, yeah, but are you sure it's our dog? Because, I mean, we've gotten now a couple of people that had phoned and it was false alarm. And he said, no, you'll send us a picture. So he sent us a picture of Jock lying in their garden with a book and the collar. And on his collar, he had his name tag and my telephone number. So I just said, yes, that is our dog. Please hold him and keep him there. And we are there straight away in the next half an hour.
Yeah.
So we drove to him and we then didn't actually quite realize it was in, as I say, bordering Khayelitsha, Mandalay. We drove in the area and we actually got led to the wrong house at first. We used the GPS. And when we got out wanting to go and speak to the guy that was outside, he says, what are you doing here? And he said, no, we come to get our dog. He says, no, you shouldn't be here. This is a totally dangerous area. You should only come in here with police accompaniment. And we said, no, we're just actually coming to quickly get our dog. And he says, no, you can't go on your own now because these people could be, you know, scamming you or whatever. Let's just rather make sure that you're safe. So his friend that was visiting him at the time and just said, come, follow us. And they followed us all the way to the house. And then when we got out and they saw it was a family that was authentic and with a dog in the yard, and they knew, okay, fine. And then just left and we thanked them. And we went into the house and then the kids told us, oh, that morning Jock arrived at the gate and they were playing with a ball in the garden and he played with them. And I think he was just so thankful because that's what we do with him at home. We play a lot with the ball.
Yeah.
And he was just, I think he felt that, and kids, he loved children as well. So he felt, I think, safe with them. And we were so grateful for this family as well. And they didn't even realize that Jock was stolen and that our bucky was stolen. And they just said, no, well, they're so happy that we can have our dog back. And we wanted to give them a reward. And we said, here, we want to give you a cash reward. And they said, no, don't worry about it. And I said, no, really, please. It's been such a blessing for us. You've reached out to us. You don't know what it means for us to get our dog back safely, really.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and that's a family Smith from Mandalay. So I'm very happy that they were just kind and concerned enough to actually phone us. Because sometimes people just think, oh, it's just a dog, you know, we're not going to worry.
Yeah.
But,
it's just amazing how how God actually sent the infrastructure and he prepared it. I mean, the gentleman that showed you to the house, that accompanied you to the house, and also the dog landing up with the right family looking after him. Isn't that incredible?
Yes. And also then when Ralph was, when he just lost Jock, a good friend of ours that happened to be in the area, he also then stayed with Ralph for the rest of the afternoon. So he was also a godsend. I mean, it just how it all seemed to work well, that people could see, it's set in motion to just help. So I was just, we were all very, like, in awe about it.
I can imagine. And Jock, was he happy to see you guys? And was he in a good condition? And how was that first bath?
He was in a good state. Well, I think he was exhausted from playing with the ball.
Yeah.
And, but we could see he was tired. He was smelly because he'd obviously rolled and stuff. And I don't know where he spent the night. We still don't know to this day.
Yeah.
But he was okay. And then we took him home and we just let him rest the whole day and just fed him. A friend of mine said who works with animals, she said, I'd rather just feed him rice and some chicken or something easy on his stomach because you don't know what he had a bit of constipation because I'm not sure what he actually ate, if he ate anything at all. And after 2 or 3 days, he was back to his normal self. And then we took him to the beach and now he's lying at my feet and he's coming with to do deliveries and work and farm and what we normally do with him, he's with us.
Oh, this is amazing. This is an amazing story. And I must be honest, Nadine, this really touched my heart because we live in a society who couldn't care much, often care much about animals. And, you know, as we say, they are four-legged friends. And we seem to not understand, you know, what this means when a dog gets lost and what it does to a family. And I'm so grateful to God that he brought Jock back. And we're sharing in the joy of all of this. And this is what makes us human, is the fact that we can find the beauty in a story like this. Yes. Anything else that you want to add from your side, maybe?
Just the amazing compassion that people showed us. I don't even know the people from Abara, so the people that phoned, people that helped. And it was a cross-cultural thing. I mean, it wasn't any black or white or gray or green. It was just anybody that had a heart for helping us and our animal. We were just so blessed and thankful to them.
Yeah,
and people still phoned a couple of days afterwards saying, you know, has Jock now been found? And they've heard and they're just so happy for us. And I don't know these people, but they just shared their compassion with us. And I was so happy that they were then happy and they were so full of hope as well. So I really, it really encouraged us a lot. And also for the people, for Claire in Solaris Pass Village. She was also such a star. She was also very concerned and phoned several times to find out where Jock was and how he was. So I'm also very grateful to her. And I didn't actually know something like that existed. I mean, we live in Claremont. We've got animal welfare here. And I've got people working, but I didn't realize there was an institution that actually goes out and helps to look for animals that are lost. So I was very...
We're going to speak to one of those organizations. I've already indicated that I'd like to speak to and see what they're doing as well. And I think, you know, Cape Town is known for the fact that we have all kinds of community projects. And this is just proven again that when the community stands together, we are a much bigger and stronger force than anybody would ever imagine. So thank you so much for sharing this wonderful story with us, Nadine. I'm so happy to say that God really intervened and that we serve a God who even answers prayers when we feel it's not something that we could go to Him with. This has proven that this is what we can. This is the Father that we serve. And thank you so much for sharing this. God bless, and please give Jock a big hug from our side.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Hierdie insetsel is aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus op www.kaapsekansel.co.za.